God's good. Who's enjoying? What a beautiful weekend. Some of you are excited about that. Well, I'm glad you're here. Turn to your neighbour and say, I'm glad you're here. Good to have Rosa back with Urban. Well, Urban's happy, I think. So good. And everyone else that hasn't been around for a while, good to have you back. Those of you who've been ill and returned, always good to have you back. And so good to be in church, isn't it? So my wife, Andrea, is actually running kids' church today. She had a meeting yesterday with the kids' leaders, and so that's going well. And today we're going to talk about... actually, you can open your Bibles if you like. Some of you probably memorised it, John 3:16. And we're going to look at that this morning in a little bit of detail. And as we do that... just open your Bible. So I just thought I'd draw your attention to the card. Didn't Amber do a good job emceeing this morning? Some people are excited, hey? Young people should be excited. You've got a lot of living to do. And all the seniors have still got a lot of living to do too, right? Didn't seem quite as exciting, but anyway. Don't forget this faith promise card is for 12 months. Really important. This is not a once-off offering. This is something we commit to for a whole year so that we can see all the things that God's doing across the globe through our church. You do not want to miss this next weekend. It's going to be amazing. I've seen some of the videos and I'm going to talk about a few little illustrations today to get you a little bit excited about next weekend. Who enjoys the cultures in our church? Yes. Isn't it great? And so I think that's part of our whole Leap into Spring theme. And, of course, now we have Wellard, which is also very multicultural. Amazing what God does, hey, when he expands the church. He has that sort of same flavour for us as a church. All right, so the title of my message this morning is Champion God's Love. Charlie's excited. Champion God's love. It's good to love someone. It's better when it's through God. And so God gives us something that is a bit of a mandate. And let me just, in case you're not familiar with the passage of Scripture, John 3:16, I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. For God so loved the world. Oh, I'm excited. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Martin Luther, who forever changed Christianity when he started the Protestant Reformation in the 16th century in Europe, said that these 25 words of John 3:16 are the whole Bible in a nutshell. He called them the condensed Bible. In this one verse, we see the who, the what, and the why of the Bible. Who? We can do this together. For God so loved the world. We know who the who is. He loved us so much. In John 17, Jesus prays for all people. He says, and the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Jesus is the joy of God. He is the delight of God. God is so pleased with Jesus. God loves Jesus. The Father of Jesus is so delighted in his Son. But then Jesus, who was the delight of his Father, was on the cross. He was stripped, he was bleeding, he was naked, he was carrying the sin of the world, he was totally despised. Everything that God hated, Jesus had become on the cross. He became sin. He who was everything the Father loved was now everything the Father hated. The Father hating everything the Son had now become. Sinful, wicked, proud, deceitful, racist, arrogant, immoral, and he turned his back on his Son. But that's not the end. Is anyone glad that's not the end? It's the beginning of the new era. It's what the German theologian and church leader Martin Luther had revelation on in the 16th century. Jesus did what we could not. He took the sinful, wicked, proud, racist, arrogant, and immoral things to the cross. The perfect sacrifice that none should perish. Say it with me, that none should. You see, he took on hell for us and triumphed. Jesus rose again, not only reunited with his Father 3 days later, but because of God's incredible love, you and I are also his sons and daughters. Is anyone glad to be a son and daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords this morning? That Jesus not only died on the cross, he didn't just do it so that he would actually be obedient to the Father, but he did it for you and for me. We have the same rights as Jesus right here. Here, right now, we are on the same playing field. We are exactly the same. We have every right that Jesus has. Is anyone happy about that? It's good news, right? Amazing grace. I can't sing, but I have to get my son back up here to do that one. All right. So, what love that Jesus would go to rebellious humanity. Who's married here? Who knows that sometimes, maybe, your partner's a little bit rebellious? Who knows that we're all rebellious at heart? Amazing grace. Who knows that from the time that the child actually comes out of the womb, that they've got some stuff that they've got to work on. And it takes them the rest of their life to work it out. Amazing grace, right? What love for rebellious humanity, wicked humanity, blaspheming humanity, and bring us back to the Father. Romans 5, verse 6 to 8 says this, "For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us." You see, what Jesus did was beyond measure abandonment for others. What excessive commitment to our well-being. What total sacrifice for sin-filled strangers. Greater love has no man than this, that to lay down his life for his friends. Who's glad to be a friend of God here today? Incredible. Jesus is God's gift to you and to me. God bankrupt heaven for us to give us, God bankrupt heaven to give us the free gift of his Son. This is the greatest love in the universe. Who? God. What? He gave his only Son. Why? This is a big question. The why is the mission statement of any person or organization. When my children were smaller, they would ask me sometimes. I have two children, a daughter and a son. And when they were younger, in their primary school years, when they were sort of like questioning, you know how kids question, those of you who've got parents, why should we go to church, Daddy? Ask your mother. Seriously. I would think stuff like, well, because I said so. I said I would think stuff like, because I'm your dad and I know stuff. But the fact is, kids grow and they need a better explanation. Disneyland's mission statement is to make people happy. It's an appropriate mission statement for Disneyland. Paul wrote to Timothy with these words. Are we listening, church? 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier. Did I say soldier? A good soldier. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, don't you go mocking the preacher next weekend. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Who's ready to be a soldier for Christ today? Boots and all. Blood, sweat and tears if necessary. I mean, we are so blessed in Australia. Think of the Syrian Christians right now. We are soldiers. That's kind of a mission statement. Let me continue. It's the core and crux of Christianity is what Paul is talking to Timothy about. We have been saved for him, for his plans and for his purposes. For his plans and for his purposes. So what's God's mission statement? John 3:16 gives us the why. That whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In four words, that none should perish. Turn to your neighbour, that none should perish. You see, the whole plan of God is that none should perish. Our mission statement here at C3 Church Fremantle, which has been adopted by all our West African churches that we oversee, it is the same reason I gave my children when they were younger, when they asked, why should we go to church, Daddy? It was the reason my daughter went to West Africa with my wife, Andrea, in 2009. It is the reason my son is the worship leader of our church. It is the reason every one of you serve in church. It is the most compelling reason I am your pastor this morning. It is the reason I would still attend church like you if I was not your pastor. I'm not going to not be your pastor. I'm just clarifying that. It is the reason it is difficult to hold on to unforgiveness. It is the reason you and I turn up every day in church to worship God every week. We go to Connect Group. The reason for everything a believer should aspire to is that none should perish. Is that a good reason to serve in church? You don't know who turns up. Oh, come on, yeah, come on, let's give the Lord a hand. You see, our actual mission statement, love God, each other, the community. That's ours as a church. Do you think you can remember that? Those of you who are new to our church, what is it? Love God, each other, the community. It is taken from two commandments that Jesus gave. He only actually gave two commands to his disciples. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, strength, and love your neighbour as? The default call of God on every Christian is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. that none should. Pastor Rick Warren, one of the most well-respected Baptist pastors in our world, I was reading an article of his recently, and he made this point. The title of his little article was, "It's the church that provides for the widest distribution of resources rapidly." That was his title. And he said a few things like this. The church is everywhere in the world. There are villages that have little else, but they do have a church. You could visit millions of villages around the world that don't have a school, a clinic, a hospital, a fire department, or a post office. They don't have any businesses, but they do have a church. The church is more widely spread, more widely distributed than any business franchise in the world. Consider this. The Red Cross noted that 90% of the meals they served to victims of Hurricane Katrina were cooked by Southern Baptist churches. Many churches were able to jump into action faster than the government agencies or the Red Cross. Why? The church is literally everywhere. And Christians who could provide help to the Gulf Coast communicated with Christians in need of help so relief could be sent immediately. When Ebola hit Liberia, we were able, C3 Fremantle was able to get aid to them rapidly. It was C3 Fremantle who rallied the C3 Australia churches, and we provided over $50,000 for medical relief, for bedding, for rehousing. Australia was mobilised to help a country right across the other side of the world and was able to do it quickly because we have churches on the ground that were able to help right at the source of the problem. That's leap into spring, church. And leap into spring champions God's love around our globe and close to home. And God has called you and me to his mission, and it's not optional. People perishing without the gospel is not an option. We are not to live unto ourselves, but unto him who died for us. And we are called to serve God's mission. In 1 Corinthians 10:24, let no one seek his own. Who thinks that's a good little start to help you today? Let no one seek his, but each one the other's well-being. The last time I was up in Liberia, young Barry came with us, with Andrew and I. Now Pastor Barry. Well, give Barry a hand. He's a great man. And he was walking around the school, which is basically a bunch of sticks all put together with some strapping and a dodgy tin roof on it. And Barry was walking around using an app on his phone. And I didn't realise he was doing this for a little while. And then he's pacing, so I caught up with him. And I'm looking at this app. And walked with him for a bit, and he's pacing around the current makeshift school ground. And Barry was on a mission. He was making a plan as best he could of what would become a new school for our children in C3 Liberia Education Academy. All Africans like long words, names for their church, for their, you know, their stuff. So it's C3 Educational Academy. Because it makes them feel really important, I think. Anyway, you see, the people living in this area of Painesville were not sending their children to school. They could not afford to send their children to school in the city because they had no way of providing for their education. And what C3 Fremantle has been able to accomplish is the remarkable love of God. 300 students being taught the proper curriculum the government in that area has requested that all schools use. It happens through your ongoing love to those children you may never meet, but that you support through your giving into Leap into Spring. You will meet them in heaven, and they will thank you. Pastor Collie was sharing with me some time back that our school is known as one of the most reputable in Monrovia. Not because it looks like St. Hilda's or Aquinas, but simply because the teachers are paid every month without default. And that's because of you guys. That's because of Leap into Spring. That's what we're doing. Your love has been consistent. Entire families have come to know the love of Jesus, that none should perish. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. I have some thoughts about Western-style Christianity, a Christianity that I unfortunately hear too often with phrases like this one. What's God got for me? And whatever it is, I want it right now. You know, it was about 18 months ago, I was running some training with the group that went to Liberia for and the contrast between the way these Liberians with pretty much nothing compared to the way we think is remarkable. As I was doing this training, it almost stopped me in my tracks. See, they may have far less than us materially, but they know the love of their God. Incredible, isn't it? The love of God. And these church leaders were more concerned about how we were accessing and reaching the rest of the world than they were just about how we would be helping them. And once we put up, one of the guys was able to put up a map that showed all the areas where C3 was involved in, they were like, oh, that's amazing. Back then it was about 400 and something churches. We now have about 540, I believe, churches around the world, C3. It all happens because of the love of God. But interesting, I remember Pastor Collie's wife almost in tears as she saw that all these little flags showing C3 churches around the globe. And I asked her and she said, I know I'm a part of the family of God. These guys may have been forgotten by most of the world. But our church leaders in Liberia know they're loved. They know they're part of a bigger family who accept them just as they are. We have been saved for him, for his plans, and for his purposes. And so I've had over the years people ask me to pray for them, what's God's plan for my life? Can I say it's the wrong question to ask? You shouldn't be asking, what's God's plan for my life? Rather, what's God's plan? What's God's plan? Once you know his plan, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure out what you're supposed to do with your life. Just get your life wrapped around his plan and you'll be pretty close to having your best life. What's his plan? That none should. And so you see the significance of what we're doing with Leap into Spring. We are to champion God's love through being involved in the local church, serving, praying, giving, living out our life of faith from grateful hearts. And Leap into Spring represents living out a life that displays the love of Christ to others. It may stretch you. Is anyone prepared to be a soldier here this morning? Yes. It may be uncomfortable. It may even hurt being a Christian at times. And Paul is correct. We are at war for every soul. We are his soldiers forging a path through every jungle, not for ourselves, but for the love of Christ to reach every destination. We understand the greatest act of all is his love for others. So let me ask you a question. Will you champion God's love? Will you champion God's love? We can't turn our back. We can't turn our back on humanity when we know God's love. Who here knows God's love? Some of you are too scared to put your hands up. Who knows God's love? Come on. Who's glad they're a Christian? Who's glad that they have the amazing grace? That my goodness, it's so good, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Music team, why don't you come up? We can't turn our back on humanity when we know the love of God. Luther got it right. Our relationship with Jesus compels us to greater and greater acts of love. Matthew 25, verse 45 says this. Inasmuch as you did it, let me start again. Inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it for me. This parable starts with Jesus talking about sheep and goats. It's a parable about the final judgment of God. And 2 weeks ago, I was speaking about our culture. And it is determined by our behavior and our practices. We are either operating through the Spirit of Christ and we're sheep moving on a path toward heaven. If not, we're goats. We're butting up. We're becoming isolated. We're wanting to do things our way. We're hard-headed and we're proud. It's a sobering passage. Many who say they are a Christian may not enter the gates of heaven it finishes on. And the reason Jesus gives is that they did not feed the poor. They did not take in the person who had nowhere to go. They did not give a person a drink. They did not, in short, they did not show the love of Christ. Can we continue to champion as a church the love of Christ to all humanity? Can we continue as a church to love one another here in his house? Can we continue to be the kind of Christian that actually makes a difference not only locally but overseas? You know, if it wasn't for Leap into Spring 2.5 years ago, Wellard would not be C3 Wellard right now. It just wouldn't be there. But now, 2.5 years later, C3 Wellard is not only going to be well-led, but it also is going to actually burst into a whole new dimension, and people have been coming to Christ in that location, and now we have our own building. It's going to go to a whole new level. It's the love of God. And it's our generous hearts through what Christ puts on our heart to give over the next 12 months that is going to make an incredible difference. And we see this city of Perth that may seem like it's got everything it needs, but it still is bankrupt because it needs the love of Christ. Can we be determined this morning, church? Come on, let's sing a song before we finish.